Penny Singleton Show. On stage tonight from Hollywood, the Penny Singleton Show.
Hello, Kathy, you're listening.
Penny in our story is Mrs. Penny Williamson, Navy widow and mother of two daughters, 13-year-old D.G. and 8-year-old Sue. In addition to running a home and raising a family, Penny sells real estate. It's morning at the Williamson house, and Penny is already at the breakfast table as D.G. enters.
Morning, Mother.
Morning, D.G. Isn't Sue dressed? Margaret has breakfast almost ready.
Well, Sue came downstairs before I did.
Maybe she went out to feed her rabbits.
Mother, isn't there anything we can do about getting all of her animals outdoors? Last night, her turtle climbed out of the bowl again and got lost somewhere in our room.
Haven't you found it?
No, and I'm afraid to put on a shoe without looking into it. Gee, I wish we were rich enough to have a big house with a bedroom all to myself. Sharing a room with Sue's like sharing a room with Frank Buck.
Oh, she'll get over the fish and animal stage someday.
Mother, have you ever considered looking beyond Judge Grundle or Mr. Wiggins and maybe marrying a millionaire?
There aren't many millionaires floating around these days.
Well, every once in a while I read about somebody making a Cinderella marriage.
I don't think I'm the glass slipper type. And another thing, Dee, I wish you wouldn't pick up the town's attitude toward me, the judge, and my business partner.
Well, they're always in there pitching to become our father.
I know, but I can't help it if they take advantage of my friendship.
Hey, Sylvie. Where's Sue?
I think she's outside. Dee, would
you call? I'll call her.
Oh, I see her through the window. She's talking to somebody. Here's the youngest.
I give up, Margaret. Yeah. You can let go of my ear now.
No, I'll get the egg.
Morning, Mother.
Good morning, Sue.
And hello again, Ralph.
Mother, don't let her call me that.
Well, I don't even know what a drought is.
Combination droop and drip.
Mother. Eat your Wheaties, Sue. And don't call your sister what was that word?
Drought.
Mother.
Anyway, don't call her that again.
Now I wish we could have two houses. One for me and one for her.
D.G., darling, beloved sister. Pass the milk, please.
Mother, she's...
I'm being sweet. Do I have to kiss you to get the milk?
Now stop it, you two.
How much salary does a judge get, Mother?
Oh, D.G., stop trying to marry me off. I've enough on my hands with you and your sister.
D.G. Grundle. D.G.'s the stepdaughter of Judge Grundle, you know.
Hey, that doesn't sound so bad. Look, when you're old enough, you can get married and change your name to anything you want. Allow me the same consideration.
Sue Wiggins. Sue Wiggins of the Cabbage Patch.
And I'm not marrying Horace Wiggins, either.
Here's the egg.
Thank you, Margaret. Now eat your eggs, girls, and let's stop all this talk about marriage.
Oh, last night I dreamt I got married.
Oh, you did, Margaret? Who'd you marry?
Richard Widmark.
Richard Widmark? But he's so mean.
Oh, he can push me down a flight of stairs anytime he wants to. I'll see who it is.
Sue, you go upstairs right after breakfast and look for your turtle. D.G. told me he was lost again.
All right.
And when I think of him crawling around someplace up there...
Maybe when I'm looking for him, I'll find my lizard. He's lost in our bedroom, too.
A lizard, too? Mother, now you know why I'm aging so fast. Well, I'm going to be an absolute hag at 15.
Telegram for you, Mrs. Williamson.
Thank you, Margaret.
Well, maybe the messenger boy wants it back.
Who's it from, Mother?
Just a second here. That's odd.
Oh, good morning, Mrs. Duncan.
If it's private news, Mother, watch it. Here comes Mrs. D.
What?
Oh.
Oh, good morning, Penny dear.
Good soon, D.G.
Hello, Mrs. Duncan.
Oh, Penny, I just saw the messenger boy leave.
Uh-oh.
Well, bad news?
Hmm?
The telegram. Your telegram. Is it from your sister? What happened to her? Sciatica?
Oh, hold it, Ida. It's not from my sister.
Oh, well, of course, it's none of my business. I certainly don't mean to pry. Seems curious or snoopy or... Aren't you going to tell me? Your dearest friend,
I can't figure out who it's from. It's signed The Old Tar.
Who?
The Old Tar?
Well, what does it say? Maybe that'll give us a clue.
No, Ida. It just says, see you soon.
Oh!
Oh, now, really, Ida.
Well, it's all right. If it's something you want to keep from me, keep it from me. That's the way things are. Is it?
That's not the way things are, but if you choose to think so, there's nothing I can say.
Well, it's all right. I'll be running along.
Goodbye, Ida.
You weren't keeping anything from us?
No, darling. Look at the telegram yourself. See you soon. Signed, The Old Tar. The Old Tar. I've heard someone called that. Like a nickname, but I just don't remember.
Miss Williamson, was that telegram something important or serious?
No, Margaret. Why?
Well, Mrs. Duncan ran around to the kitchen and asked me if I knew what it was about.
Well, Ida's still trying. Matter of fact, so am I. The Old Tar. Good morning, Mr. Wiggins.
Oh, good morning, Penny.
Mr. Wiggins, have you ever heard of the Old Tar?
Yes. It's something I feel like kicking out of Judge Grundle when he gets that moon-eyed look over you.
You're no help at all. All morning I've been trying to think.
Oh, so have I. I've been trying to think about you and me. Pretty you and plain old me.
Mr. Wiggins, this morning at breakfast, D.G. entertained me with Cinderella. Maybe at lunch I won't mind Beauty and the Beast.
Let's leave Grundle out of it. Does my being a little older than you make it hard for you to see me as a husband and a father for D.G. and Sue?
Age has nothing to do with it. I enjoy the company of mature men, as long as they behave like mature men.
Well, let's not get too keen about mature men. After all, Judge Grundle is older than I am.
He's a year older.
Yes, well, I'm cuter.
Wiggins. Thank heavens. Anything to change the subject. Williamson and...
Oh, Mrs. Williamson.
Margaret.
Have you ever seen a dream walking?
Well...
I did. He just walked in here to see you.
What are you talking about?
Something wrong at home, Penny?
You know your telegram this morning?
I know the telegram. Nothing's wrong, Mr. Wiggins, I don't think.
It's Admiral Paul Foster, the children's godfather.
The Old Tar.
Who? What? Who? Huh?
Margaret, I'll be right home. This is wonderful. I'll be right there, right there.
Well, Penny, what's wonderful? Hey, where are you going?
Home. Oh, where's my hat?
Hey, you're as excited as a kid at Christmas. What happened?
Here's my hat. Call you later.
Telegram. Did Margaret tell her? Better call Ida Duncan about this.
Hello, Ida Duncan speaking.
Ida, this is Horace Wiggins. Ida, did anything happen that...
It certainly did. The most terrible thing happened.
What was it?
I left the water running in the kitchen sink and it flooded all over the floor.
Oh, what's so terrible about that?
Well, you'll see. This morning, Penny got a telegram from the Old Tar, and she pretended she didn't even know who sent it.
Go on.
Well, it worried me all morning. About 15 minutes ago, I was washing the dishes when I saw a car pull up in front of Penny's, and I ran to the window. I mean, I left the water running in the sink.
Ida, get out of the sink and get back in the car.
Well, the most distinguished man got out and went into Penny's house. Oh, Horace, he was utterly divine-looking.
Oh,
he was a mature-looking man, but... Oh, my! And I think he's something in the Navy. He had lots of gold braid on the uniform. He looked like Ezio Pinza.
Ezio Pinza? In uniform? This is terrible.
Oh, no, the terrible part was when I got back to my kitchen.
Oh, it's bad enough as it is. Now, don't exaggerate, Ida.
I'm not exaggerating. The water had run over the top of the sink. It was all over the floor, and I think I'm going to have to try a new linoleum. And that's terrible.
Oh, no.
What'd you say, Horace? I didn't hear you. What'd you say? Maybe the line went dead.
No, Ida. I did.
Why, Paul Foster, to think I'd forgotten calling my husband Skipper that one night, and I turned around and there you were.
Oh, well, I really can't blame you for forgetting. That was 8 or 9 years ago.
And now you're an admiral. My goodness. When did that happen?
During my tour of duty in the Mediterranean. Penny, darling, you haven't changed a bit.
Thank you. And, Paul, I think those extra gold stripes on your sleeve and that silver in your hair make you handsomer than ever.
Careful, Penny. All this goes to my head.
Anyway, Paul, welcome to Middleton.
Well, thank you, darling. I wanted to see you and the children, and I also want to draw up a new will and, well, add some things that I've already planned to leave my godchildren.
Oh, Paul, you've done so much already.
Why not? I haven't a chick or child of my own, and make me very happy to do it for them. Now, where are my godchildren?
Well, one of them's digging worms, and the other's at her girlfriend. Margaret's gone to get them.
What are you doing home, Mother? I was right in the middle of digging worms when... Oh!
Hugh, this is Admiral Foster. He's your godfather.
Well, well, the last time I saw you, Sue, you were just a baby. And the cutest baby I ever saw.
Well,
that's no way to greet Admiral Foster.
Do I salute him or kiss him?
Both might be nice.
Mother, what's the matter? Lois and I were giving each other presents, and Margaret came and... Oh, death! My hair is half in curlers!
Deegee, do you remember him?
Hi, Deegee.
Sally, Captain Foster.
And now, Admiral.
Well, you're my godfather. I just barely remember,
you're but... doing well. You were only 5 then.
And at 5, I certainly didn't appreciate him.
By the way, Deegee, I brought something for you and Sue.
Oh, boy!
Let's see. Which is which? Oh, yeah. This is yours, Sue. I hope you like it.
Oh, thanks.
And, D.G., this is for you. Do you like music?
Do I like music? Tell her, Mother.
A book about animals. Oh, Admiral, anchors away.
You're welcome, Sue.
Oh, I'm so excited. Mother, look. Look, Sue, South Pacific Records, the whole album, piano.
How nice.
Oh, gee, thanks, Admiral.
You're quite welcome, D.G.
Mother, may I play one, please? Just one, please.
Of course. You did very well, Paul.
Come
on, Sue.
You're too fine, well-mannered girls, Penny.
Yeah, they're probably putting it on for your benefit, Paul. If you were around here a while.
Well, I wish I could be, but I'm driving through to San Diego to take over a new job in the Pacific.
Not even time out for a day or two, will
you? No, Penny, I'm sorry. And that reminds me, driving into Middleton, I was stopped by a motorcycle officer, and we both discovered my driver's license had expired. Do you think we could take care of that as well as the will at the city hall or the courthouse?
Excuse me, Mrs. Williamson.
Yes, Margaret.
About lunch. H-O-T or C-O-L-D?
Let me take you and the girls to lunch, Penny.
That would be nice.
I'll get it.
Now, Paul, about Deegee and Sue.
I really want to do it, Penny, and there's no better time than now.
Then I'll phone Judge Grundle. He can help you, I know.
All right. Oh, Mr. Wiggins.
Margaret, I don't want to interrupt Mrs. Williamson, but if she's coming back to the office, I can...
No. She's going out to lunch with Admiral Foster.
Admiral?
Uh-huh.
What's that music? Oh, no. Margaret, does he look like H.C. Openza?
Yes, he is kind of pingy.
What an enchanted day this has turned out to be.
Are you coming in?
No, I'm not. I'm going down and see Judge Grundle. Maybe between the two of us we can wash that man right out of her hair.
And now for Act Two of the Penny Singleton Show. It's a little later, and we find Penny upstairs in her room getting dressed for her luncheon with Admiral Foster. Deegee is just coming in.
Mother?
Yes, dear, all dressed?
Yes, but look at my hair. One half has a wave and the other side just hangs there.
Wear a hat. After lunch, we're going down to the courthouse. I tried to get Judge Grundle, but he was in court. His secretary said she'd handle things.
I'm all ready, Mother.
Fine, dear. Well, while I'm waiting, I'm going to play another one of those South Pacific records.
Mother.
Yes, dear. White gloves. Now, where are my white gloves?
Would you mind if I join the Navy when I'm a few years older?
Oh, you like the Admiral, don't you?
Aw, cut it out, Mother.
Well, I can't think of a nicer man for you to have a crush on.
Mrs. Williamson.
Yes, Margaret. Do go on downstairs and tell your godfather I'll be right down.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Margaret. What?
Well, with the fleet in, it slipped my mind. He didn't want to stay. He just turned and left.
Who?
Mr. Wiggins.
Mr. Wiggins? What did he want?
I don't know. But he looked more uncomfortable than a Marine at a tea party.
The court will recess until 1:30.
Judge Grundle.
Hmm? Hmm? Wiggins.
Hurry.
Huh? What's the matter? Oh, I thought you'd never get finished. Oh, Wiggins, what's on your mind, if any?
Judge, I realize that we aren't exactly friends.
True.
And when it comes to Penny Williamson, we're considerably less than friends.
So true.
You've heard of Atzio Pinza, haven't you?
Of course I have. The nearest thing to Atzio Pinza in this town happens to be, in all modesty, me.
You think I'm kidding about this, don't you? You don't believe it. Well, just go ahead. Call Penny. Find out for yourself.
Oh, I think this is silly, but I'll call.
I'll tell you something serious is going on.
Oh, Wiggins, this is Middleton, not the island of Bali High. Now, relax.
Hello?
This is...
Hello?
What is it, Judge?
Hello?
Well, what's the matter? You look awful.
Bali High is calling. I'm sorry, I have the wrong number, Mary. I mean, Miss Martin.
Is that you, Judge Grundle?
No, you've got the wrong number.
No, I haven't. You have. Is that you, Judge? Hello.
Never mind.
What happened?
Well, I heard music. Now, wait a minute. Did you see this Admiral Pinza?
No, but Ida Duncan did.
Ida Duncan? What in the name of Blackstone am I getting riled up about? Everything I know is based on something she says. She's notoriously unreliable. Oh, this is ridiculous.
Well, I just...
You come in here all wild-eyed and make up my time, and I've got a dozen things to do during recess. If you'll excuse me, I've got to check these messages on my desk.
Well, my time's valuable, too, but you'll see. Go on, sucker.
Wait. Come back.
All right. What's wrong now?
You were right, Horace. I call you Horace because... Well, it looks like there's nothing to stop us from being friends now. Buddy.
What?
This message from Miss Hodge, my secretary. Mrs. Williamson called about the Admiral. I'm getting the license for him.
License?
Says here, Mrs. Williamson wants you to handle the legal part of their affair. Admiral Foster and Mrs. Williamson will be in before court resumes this afternoon. Miss Hodge.
Marriage license.
Obviously, she wants me to marry them.
Well, I guess we will be friends. Bessemer.
Gosh, I like eating in a restaurant, Admiral.
I'm glad.
And all the extra plates and things they put on the table. It's like they didn't care who had to wash the dishes.
I still wish I could figure out what was the matter with Mr. Wiggins.
He's your real estate partner?
Yes. And Judge Grundle is also a good friend of ours. I know that was the judge on the phone, and something was wrong with him, too. They're in love with Mother. Oh, Stevie.
Judge Grundle gave me a hard toad last week. I named him Ronald Reagan. That was before I met you, of course, Admiral.
Oh, you named him after me.
Don't worry, Paul. You'll get it. There's bound to be an Admiral Paul Foster around the house soon, even though you're away.
Oh, Penny, it's good to see you and the children so well and happy. And it's nice you can depend on your two friends, like the judge and your partner, Wiggins.
I'm glad it shows. Now hurry, girls, with your dessert, and let's get to the courthouse before Judge Grundle's afternoon session starts.
Who can show just cause why these parties should not be legally joined in
home? Oh, no, cut it out, Bessie.
Well, if it gets you, what do you think it does to me? I'll be marrying her to someone else. Let's see if I remember the rest of it.
Oh, no.
Let him speak now or hereafter hold his peace.
Oh, Fanny, no!
That's right, you can't, Penny. You... Oh, Horace, I'm trying to rehearse. Do you, Admiral, take this woman? I can't do it. I feel like Walter Pidgeon marrying Greer Garson after Humphrey Bogart. So, come in, come in.
Hello, Judge, Mr. Wiggins.
Penny.
Hi, Mr.
Oh, hello, Sue. Hello, D.G.
Now, I'd like you both to meet Admiral Paul Foster. Paul, these are my very good friends, Judge Grundle and Mr. Wiggins.
Glad to know you.
Judge, Mr. Wiggins.
Please, let's get this over with. You have the license, I presume?
No, and I'm in rather a hurry for that. I appreciate your kindness, Judge.
Judge, that license... I mean, I talked to your secretary...
Oh, then she's attended to it, so we may as well proceed.
Is little Sue the flower girl?
No, I'm an animal girl.
Wait a minute, everybody.
Must we stretch this moment of misery any further?
Huh?
Take her hand, Admiral.
I... glad to, but I don't know what
custom,
this is.
Custom.
I can't walk.
You'd better come back here. I think you're the best man. I can't go through this without a rehearsal anyway. Let's start again. Dearly beloved, we are gathered here.
I think I've seen this in a movie someplace.
Seen it, I've been through it.
We are gathered here this day to unite this man and this woman.
George, I'm a bachelor, and when I get through making out my will, am I still going to be a bachelor?
Lee, we are gathered here this day to make out a will. Will!
At last.
Judge, hold everything.
I think we almost had a father there.
A will? What will?
Admiral Foster is D.G. and Sue's godfather. He wants to name them in his will. We thought you'd help us draw up the papers, Judge Grundle.
Yeah, but what about that license?
Driver's license. Did you two really think we were getting married?
Oh, well, we were confused
about something.
Yeah. Glad to know you, Admiral Foster.
Explain that dearly beloved speech.
Penny, it was a joke. Yes, it was a joke, that was. We weren't really upset, were we?
No. Just a little joke. See, sorry, Admiral, when I was talking to Margaret, so you look like ACO Pinson. Imagine you looking like ACO.
Why, Paul, there is a strong resemblance. Hmm? You do.
Yeah,
I
would imagine that.
Yeah, well, wait a minute, Judge.
Huh?
Penny thinks he does, too.
Hmm?
Come to think of it, Paul, I don't know how you stayed a bachelor.
Judge, bachelor. Still a bachelor.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Are you two starting to build this up again?
Oh, no. Believe me, it's farthest thing from my mind. None of this would have happened if Wiggins hadn't interrupted me in court during the state versus H.C.O. Pinsett. I mean...
Don't blame it all on me. You're a great judge. You don't even know the difference between a marriage license and a driver's license.
Yes, sir.
I thought you were Penny's closest friend.
We are. Penny, you know I've always been devoted to you.
Really?
Now, Penny, what has H.L. Pinzer got that I haven't got?
Mary Martin. Come on, Paul, D.G. and Sue. We'll go over to the mayor's office. We'll get everything done there.
Penny!
Mother, we better hurry before Mrs. Duncan shows up here with the rice.
Penny Singleton Show featured Gail Gordon, Jim Backus, Steve Benedaris, Cyrus Selby, Mary Lee Robb, and Sheila James. Admiral Paul Foster was played by John Miljean. The music was composed and conducted by Von Dexter. The Penny Singleton Show, written and produced by Robert Soderbergh and directed by Max Hutto, stars Penny Singleton.
Good night. Keep well.